The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Bella's right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. We promised you we would be in our very special interview with the Bella Twins, which is available on RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. But now it's here. The season has arrived. Episode 1 of Season 1. I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. The episode is called Cena's House Rules.
This could be interesting. I sense a fight or two coming.
They warned us about them.
They did warn us. They did say there was a black cloud. They did say there was drama. So I said we get right into it. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea.
So we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into episode 1 of Total Bellas. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Bellas, Season 1, Episode 1, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we're at a very awkward family dinner right now with John running down the rules. And several people are already regretting their life choices right now and laughing. He's teaching them how to lock the doors.
This is the rules, the eating, the fire pits, coffees.
Brian's face in the interview segment is like, I'm in hell.
So we get to a segment where the Bellas are explaining what's going on now.
So basically they're rehashing Nikki's history and, you know, the fact that she needs to have neck surgery and she's in pain.
So now we're getting an update on John being injured. Nikki's hurt, John's hurt.
And there's Winston. And now we're proposing that Bree and Brian move to Florida. Oh my god, look at Brian! Look at Brian! Oh my god!
Jesus Brian,
oh my god. I completely forgot about that. Well, you're so used to seeing him with the short beard and the short hair now, and he looks so good with it. Oh wait, we're seeing him get the short hair.
Donated to Wigs for Kids, and this is him cutting off his locks.
It looks so much better.
He looks like a human. Oh, we're just going right to the retirement stuff. Okay. We're getting
The feels.
We're getting a whole recap of everything. Brian gets out of the car.
Kick to the feels. God's wires tall.
Everyone's complimenting him on his hair.
I just want the Kane Brian moment. Hey, look, it's Kevin Owens and Adrian Neville.
And Adrian Neville. And R-Truth, I think that was.
Feels. The feels right now. Oh, God, they're crying. Don't cry.
You're not crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh, God, it's the whole locker room. Oh, God.
This moment is available on the WWE Network, everyone, if you want to go watch it. If you've never seen it before.
It's heart-wrenching. Take tissues, because it's, like... And it's the non-bad news flannel.
Which, he has a bad news flannel, as we've learned on this show.
Hey, it's Sasha.
It's spot a wrestler night right now.
Right?
as he delivers his speech.
Oh, there's the baby-making comment. There it is!
And there's her reaction. She's like, damn it, Brian.
She's like, really? Dick. Don't show people crying! There's where the whole roster came out.
Conveniently, there's the thunderstorm. We're now in the car with the Bella twins, their mother and their brother. Is that the mother?
Yeah, that's the mother. They're going to get the surgery.
We're all in Fearless shirts.
So the whole family's there supporting Nikki, which is so sweet. John's with her as they're getting her ready to go into surgery. They've got her all marked up where they're going to do the incisions.
There's John Cena walking with her to surgery, holding her hand.
There's the whole family. Aww, their mom is so upset. She's crying.
Hey, it's people power.
Please don't show the surgery shots. Please don't. Please don't show it. Please don't show it. Please. I hate it when we do this. I hate this so much.
But at least we're not getting close-ups.
Oh, and there it is.
There's the close-up.
God damn it. Ew. I know it's a bodily thing, but ew. What is that, cartilage?
Mm-hmm. So 4 hours later at Tampa General, the doctor's very happy with the results. A Downton Abbey-themed dinner every Friday night.
Hey, she's a Downton Abbey fan. So wait, did they sell their house and move to...
No. They were just packing up stuff to take with them.
Okay. I was going to say, wait a minute.
No, they're only packing up to live for 3 months.
I was going to say, where's the composting toilet going? Bree's regretting her life choices right now. That's going to be said a lot, I think.
Yeah, it is. Now we get the official opening of Total Bellas, and we're now getting into the action. Let's not risk getting into her car.
I think it was opening it that close to the wall and her yeah. trying to get in.
John only wants people there for like 2 days. He's like, all right, he's already no bending rules.
Where is his hand going?
Well, where do you think his hand's going?
John, she's in a neck brace.
Oh, look at this. It's Brian, Bray, the dog, and the brother.
So, wait, was the brother not supposed to come?
I don't know.
Oh, she was under anesthesia when she invited all of them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. People powers. God, they're all staying in the house.
Oh, my God. We're seeing dynamic dude footage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they live close to John Cena. Oh, my. This is awkward. That's awkward. Them all hitting on John Laurinaitis. That's awkward.
That's incredibly awkward. They're all going to be one big happy family.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at Josie. Josie's like, I want to go inside. Let me go inside.
I want to pee everywhere. Pee! As Daniel said, he wants to pee all over that house. Look at this house. Oh, this dog's going to have a field day.
And those are not cheap rugs.
No. Welcome to Cribs, everybody.
Right? And the dogs are flirting. That's a small dining room.
Brian's like, what do we need to help you? And she's like, for dinner? Brian's like, no, not how to keep the place up. It's like, why are we out here? What do you need us to do for you?
Wait, there's no picture in that picture frame. There's an empty picture frame.
Is it? Or is there, like, some sort of certificate thing in there?
It looks empty.
No, there's something in there. It's, like, some sort of... There's words on the picture. It's not a picture. It's, like, a something.
Cena does not know what to do with the dog. He doesn't know what to do with them.
No, not John wants to do it. It sounds like Nikki wants to do it. They want to do a formal dinner every Friday.
Who's going to serve it if you're doing it Downton Abbey style? I'm just kind of curious. She's messing with the picture frame. She put something in the picture frame because it was empty. Just saying. That is a really red suit.
Look at Brian. Oh my God, he looks so uncomfortable right now.
He does.
Look at this grand setup. They're fancy things. They're chandeliers. They're wine. And look at them making the entrance down the steps. They said no shoes, so Brian and Brie are not wearing shoes while everyone else is wearing shoes.
They're being respectful. Should she be wearing heels and a neck brace?
No. The smile on Cena's face when he heard that, like, you guys followed my rules. Oh my God. Oh my God, John. A spill of wine. Brian's laughing.
Bleach it!
Alright, house rules time.
Alright, here we go.
Wednesday, formal dinner. Clean set of shoes. Don't leave your towels on the floor. Do laundry. You have to do laundry.
Oh my God.
Morning coffee. The men will retreat somewhere to study at some point.
What?
We have 4 trash cans on Monday.
Bree's drinking heavily.
This place is on 3 lakes. This is a shoot first date and he has a lot of guns.
Brian is like, can we just go back to Arizona now? JJ's ready to get on the first plane back.
Josie has to stay in the guest house because she sheds.
She's a dog. That's what they do. What do you think Winston's gonna do? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Alrighty. Well, yay, family support.
They're here to help.
Help? Okay. No, Bree and Brian are legit there to help. I think JJ is there to legit help. The mother's been helping. Johnny Ace has been helping. But it's like, just those rules. Like, what? What? No. I mean, seriously.
I couldn't even catch them all.
The men will retreat somewhere at some point.
Into the study or something?
And then he threatens them.
Right? His guns, I won't be afraid to use them.
This is a shoot first date and I have a lot of guns. This is your family. Or rather, this is her family. This is the woman that you're dating / in a, like, pseudo-married to. And you're threatening, essentially, your in-laws, your future in-laws, if you ever decide to marry her. Because that's the basis of a solid family relationship. Like, what the hell? Like, even Nikki's sitting there like, oh my God, stop, please stop, stop, please stop.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
It's like, John, stop, please stop. I mean, it's like, I get it, okay? It's his house. He wants his house to stay clean. He doesn't want it to get messed up. I understand that completely. I have my own place. I like to keep my own place nice. Totally get that. But it's like, there's a point where you don't live in it. And I think they've reached that point, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, nobody lives that immaculately, unless obviously you have the money to pay staff to clean your house every day, which clearly he does. They had somebody serving the dinner. So, yeah. I don't know if they have a cook come in, I don't know if they have somebody that comes in and cleans the house, I don't know what they have. But it's like you have to let people live.
They have to live their life.
You know, if you want to keep the dog confined to the guest house because the dog sheds, that's fine. But it's like, Nikki's got Winston, so what do they do with Winston?
I don't know. We're back, though.
We're back.
Talk in the morning, talk in the evening, dress up once a week. Neck braces come off. Now we do a toast. Nikki's very thankful that everyone's there. She wasn't going to be able to see family for 3 months, so this is awesome for her.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful that they're all there to support her, and they all love her enough to do this for her.
They have what upstairs?
Port.
Oh, wait. Oh, well, wine. Okay, got it.
That is the most unfeminine drawing room I've ever seen.
Now we're in Cena's room, his man cave.
That's a man cave. Brian doesn't want to sit down. No, now he's sitting.
Cena got Brian bottled water.
Well, that was nice.
Apparently, Brian's not a good motivator.
I would argue that, but okay.
The part Brian hates about wrestling is the part where you don't wrestle.
Well, you're there, Brian.
Brian's talking about how losing wrestling is like losing a loved one.
I can understand that. If you love it and you're passionate enough about it, that's, I think that goes for anything. I mean, it's a huge adjustment for him to know that he's finally done.
Is Brian trying to get over everything?
They have the boxes blocking so Josie can't
get out.
Get out.
Brian's being licked by the dog.
She's like cleaning his nose.
Yeah, she is.
That's his dog.
Yeah, it is.
That's his dog.
Yeah, it is. Brian gets to leave, apparently. He's going to Comic-Con.
Lucky him.
He gets to escape.
The dog wants to go with Daddy. The dog's like, I've had enough of this crap. I'm leaving. I like Bree's dress. That's cute.
It is a nice cute dress.
We should get my hair to do that.
Should ask her about tips for hair.
We didn't have time.
By the way, you can go listen to it at rackradioshow.com where Lindsay interviews the Bella Twins.
The Rack interviews the Bella Twins.
What she said. It's all about Nikki.
Wow.
We're doing happy hour.
Are the rules?
Oh, that's purple.
That's a really purple jacket. Wow.
John took some time out for happy hour. He brought the suit to rehab so he can come out looking nice. But he brought that suit. It's purple. He's Barney. He's Barney.
That's really purple. Like, that's really, really, really purple. Actually, I think that's my college purple.
It looks like it.
I swear to God it is. I swear to God, that's the Weber State purple.
It looks very close to it. Now they're comparing his suit to Johnny Ace's suit.
Oh, no. No, the white linen suit was so much better.
What?
Isn't she on pain meds?
I guess not. Bree's not pregnant. She wants pickles, though. Bree's like, you would have to have sex to get pregnant.
Oh, because that's, you know, oh, there's a dry spell. Oh, this is awkward. Okay. All right. What? I will say he seems more relaxed in a social environment than at home.
You mean when he's been drinking?
When he's been drinking, yes.
And no one's going to spill anything on his stuff?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, obviously, when he's in the social environment like that, I think some of the character goes on. Like, when he's at home, he is who he is. I mean, he is that guy. But, you know, obviously in a social situation, he might get recognized, so he's a bit more relaxed, he's a bit more casual, a bit more happy-go-lucky, or he could have just had a bad day the night of the formal dinner. I don't know.
We've been watching this for about 4 years now, totally. It's not, just, yeah.
You know, it is not he had a bad day. No, I know that. I know that. It's, dude, trust me, if I was sitting at that table and he was, like, laying out all those rules, I'd be like, I'm going to stay at a hotel. I will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Because, nope. Like, I respect your house. I respect you keeping your house clean. But there's just, like,
nope.
Nope.
All kinds of nope.
I can't do that. I'm sorry. It's like, I have to be able to be me. And if I can't be me, I can't do all the weird crap that I do, then not gonna happen. Not for 3 months. Like, I could do that. Like, for those rules, I could maybe do that for, like, a week total.
I would give you 4 days.
Yeah.
I know you. I give about 4 days.
Yeah, you know me. So, for about 4 days. 3 months? No. No, I'd be like, I'm out, I'm going to a hotel, I'll see you later.
Hell, maybe even two from things I remember, maybe two.
It depends. It honestly depends, but I think the max is about a week that I can handle without being able to be my weirdness and, you know, embrace the weird. But yeah, so anyway, we're at happy hour. We're all drinking, we're all having a good time. Brian's not there and Johnny Ace is not there. But we're all relaxed, we're all having a good time, we're back, we're seeing beautiful shots of Tampa, and now we're talking about Brie and Daniel's sex life. and John's like, oh, I completely understand the no sex thing, I'm right there with you.
John's like, we're in a rut ourselves.
I didn't need to know that.
He's a one-armed man, he's handy. We're all handicapped. How do you guys have sex?
She's wearing a brace, I mean, she could just lay there, and the mom gets up and walks off.
Wow. Brian doesn't know what a quickie is. Brian needs the whole kit and caboodle when it comes to sex.
You're complaining about that? He's married. Honestly, if I was married to her, I wouldn't do a quickie either.
Right?
I would take my time with that. Cena's like, this is super awkward. Can we stop? So what does it say about John Cena that he's like doing quickies with Nikki?
He'll do her anywhere, any place, anytime. Well, we kind of figure that.
Yeah, we knew that. And he's leaving them there, and they're still drinking. Is that a beer?
That's a pole.
Oh, thank God. I got really scared for a second. It's like, holy crap, are they going to drink that?
Wait, I think it's a pole.
I don't know. No, I think that's a drink.
Maybe it's a drink?
I say really tall, but they're drinking champagne.
Some of them are. No, that's a pole. No, that's a beer.
It's a beer.
It's a beer tap.
They're drinking Clicquot.
Nikki knows how to do Kama Sutra.
That does not surprise me. That does not surprise me at all.
We're now talking about the mother getting laid and the brother.
I don't want to know. I'm with JJ. I don't want to know about John Laurinaitis' sex habits. I just know.
We've had the discussion, and
yes. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We have had that discussion. It was awkward as hell.
Oh my God, I did not need to know that about Johnny Laurinaitis.
I'm horrified!
It doesn't take John Laurinaitis an hour to get off. Wow.
Damn!
I am so... This is the greatest show, and it's the most awkward show at the same time. We're not picking up dog crap.
They had the donut. Go get an air compressor.
Now Cena's blowing up the donut.
And now we have the air compressor.
There we go. Cena, don't make out with the plastic swan.
Ew. And Josie's getting excited.
Because of the noise. Cena's not a fan of Josie. Oh, God. Did he just say that?
Holy shit. Did he just say that that Josie needs to get picked up by animal control?
He did. He did say that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I want to... Oh, my God. All right. That's going to start a family feud.
He's like, that can't happen again. What do you want me to do about it? Call animal control. Like, all right, John.
The dog was getting agitated. Why didn't you go get Bree?
Maybe Bree wasn't home?
No, because she was picking up the dog crap. I think she was taking it out to the can or whatever.
Maybe.
But it's like, why didn't you go get Bree? And just, or, you know, it's like, have Nikki grab hold of Josie or something. You know, it's like, you know, it sucks that Cena got bit by the dog, but it happens.
And it wasn't like a real, the dog bit him? But it wasn't a real, like, she didn't take
a
big...
It was a nip.
Yeah.
He was making the noise, the dog was agitated, and the dog nipped him.
It happens.
It happens.
But he's all up in arms about it. Like, wow, that's... And they have a dog too, right? Yeah, Winston.
They have a puppy. But if you notice, the puppy's never around when they're doing things. The puppy's never there.
Right.
So I don't know where Winston is. But yeah, I mean, it's like they've got Josie outside. There's noise. It's probably bothering the dog. Bree's left. Brian's not there, so her people aren't there. So yeah, the dog's agitated. It's like, just go get Bree.
Cena's like, I've only seen this dog like 3 times ever. Like, wow, John.
I mean, that's awful.
Very awful. That's
horrible.
You don't say, oh my God, you got nicked in the leg by a dog. Oh my God, get out of control. It's like, wow.
I understand if it's a stray.
But it's a family dog.
It's a family dog.
Apparently the dog's never allowed outside either. Can only stay in the guest house. Not allowed up. Nowhere near John Cena. Ever.
That's awful.
Very awful.
Like, I'm sorry, I can't get over it. It's like, he's being really kind of rude to her family.
Nikki did say he only likes people visiting for like 2 days at a time, so it's showing. It's showing.
Well, here's the thing. That's a 10,000 square foot house. At least. If you don't want to see these people, you shouldn't have to see these people.
No kidding, he's riled up. Now they're explaining to Brian on the phone what happened. Brian's sorry.
Oh, so she's left.
So Brian's going to text John. And yeah, that's a situation where I have a feeling that's not over with yet.
Oh, that's so not over with.
Nikki wants everything perfect so that the family can always come over. They're now the family smack-talking Brian and Bree's parenting habits on Josie. How Josie needs to be trained. There's a gator out there.
There's animal control.
Apparently where they walk Josie, there's the alligators.
Oh, that's a little one.
9 feet.
That's a baby.
A 9-foot baby.
That's a baby.
That takes 3 people to handle.
Well, it's heavy. Go get Luke Harper. It'll be fine.
Go get ZZ.
He's at the Performance Center. It'll be fine.
Well, no, he's no longer. He's at Wildcat Sports now.
Whatever.
Same
no, way. When this was shot, he would have been at the Performance Center.
Oh, yeah. So Brian asks, is John really mad?
Aw, they're playing.
John's like, what do we do?
So they're talking about Josie's anxiety, and they take her out of the situation. Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he'd have an aneurysm if she crapped on the carpet inside. I'm just saying.
Just saying. This experiment's coming to an end really quickly, it seems.
Somebody's going to have a meltdown. I'm not sure who it's going to be. Josie already had one, clearly. Again.
I think Bree's next.
You know, again, it's like, it's the rules of his house. I get that. I respect that, but at the same point, people have to be able to live, and I've said this about Cena's house before, and I will continue to say it until I see a difference, but it feels like nobody ever lives in, they don't live in his house.
This is the most anyone's actually lived in his house.
This is the most we've ever seen. I think Nikki cooked there once.
Once.
The rest of the time they pretty much eat out, except for the formal dinner, which I think is cooked there, or it's catered. I have no idea. But it's like, I get Cena is very proud of this house. I get this is his baby, but it's a house. You live in it. It's going to get messed up. It's going to get messy. Dude, maybe that's why he doesn't want kids.
Telling you.
Kids are messy.
Kids are extremely messy. Imagine them. Imagine a kid when they start to get crawling and start to walk and then find out what crayons are and look how white his house is.
Forget crayons. What happens if a diaper leaks?
But no, the crayons on the walls. Imagine that. Imagine him flipping out over that.
Crayons on the walls, other things on the walls, you know, babies get into everything. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on from that because that's a little gross, but there's so many rules. It's like, I don't understand how they've made it this long. Then again, we don't have time frame for how long they've been there at this point. But yeah, I mean, I see what Brie was talking about where it's really difficult. She and Brian can't live their lives.
They're confined in the way they live. They're not allowed to be them.
And it's, you know, you can't, they're trying to take the dog for a walk outside, and it's like, well, you know, did you ask Dawn if you could have the dog over here? It's like, well, wait a minute.
Why do we need to ask John? Why can't we just walk around the property on with a leash?
What do they do with their dog?
We have yet to find out.
I mean, I get it. Josie could probably use help in her training. I completely understand that. But everybody trains their dogs differently. And this seems to be the first indication that Josie's ever really had a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we haven't seen a lot of Josie, so who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Side note, Royals. But back to Total Bellas. We see Nikki's shoe closet. Aw, they match.
So they're looking to put up a fence for the dog. She'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
So they're just going to do it. Oh, Jesus.
And the Bellas are matching, kind of. Nikki believes John would say, send them all home.
I think they would be ready to go home.
Bree's like, we won't build it now. Go away. Just go.
Oh, the tensions are building. The tensions are showing.
Like, she's then, like, demanding, like, I got to go to a dry cleaners, like, 50 minutes. When do you guys drive me? Apparently, John missed something because he, you know, he had rehab.
Coffee. Morning coffee, I think.
Bree's over. She's like, it's time to go. We got to go. Too many rules. We're done.
I'm kind of with her. I mean, okay, I understand, and there's a lot of this. You know, it's John's house. You should ask permission to build the dog run. Absolutely. I can see why Nikki's pissed, but, you know, it's you have to make accommodations for people staying in your house, especially if it's long-term.
Right, you gotta bend a little.
Why do I get the hunch that this is actually, like, in addition to them helping Nikki, which they're obviously there to do, is Nikki's family give John a chance to get to know them better? Because I have a funny feeling he hasn't been exposed a lot to Nikki's family.
Especially her brother.
So, it's like, you know, her mom is probably going to be moving close by with Laurinaitis.
They do. Laurinaitis lives right by John Cena.
So he's probably gotten to know the mom better, but it's like in terms of Brie and Brian, you know, to get to know them on a more intimate level. Because they traveled together, but there's a difference between traveling together and then living together.
Yeah.
And they probably...
Oh, yeah.
And John Cena and Dan Ryan don't strike me as the people that ran in the same travel circle.
No. They're the type of guys who probably said, hey, how are you? Cool. That's sort of how their conversations probably went.
Yep.
I just...
Ew, grilled cheese stuffed pizza, ew.
That's what I thought, too.
I mean, ew. That looks gross.
All right. Side note. Because why not?
We're commenting on the commercials, too.
Yeah. Because that's what you get here on the Rack Extra Total Bellas. Can we stop with trying to overdo pizza? Like, pizza's pizza.
Well, it's like it's the next latest and greatest thing. I mean, we can't continue to harp on that John Cena just needs to let them be free.
No.
That is the theme of this episode. John Cena just needs to, like, let them be free.
No. Because I have a complaint. I like traditional pizza. I don't need an extra 3,000 items on my pizza. Give me a good regular pizza. I'm set. None of this fancy crust crap. It's not a thing.
No. I don't mind having the spices on the crust. Like, that's okay.
But we don't
because
need
because it adds more flavor to it.
That's fine if that's what you're thinking. But it's like
the cheese. No.
We don't need cheese stuff, grilled cheese stuff thing. We don't need pretzel stuff pizza. No, we don't need none of this.
The Terran dip. No. Like, just give me a really good dough. crust with a little bit of like seasoning on it or in it, where it's still nice and warm and you can just gnaw on it. Oh, I'm making myself hungry now. Damn it. Because, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to segue into commercials as we come back.
Because we always got to show off John Cena's wine collection. As Daniel Bryan's hair is all messed up as he's in a suit, trying to figure out what to do.
What really is sad is they had to bring formal clothes with them to do this, or they had to buy them when they got there.
Daniel looks so uncomfortable in a suit.
Because it's not him.
Bree's like, okay, you can tell John Knight we're going to leave? Well, because Brian's like, why me? Bree's like, because you're the man. Because if it came from Bree, it's very emotional. When it comes from Brian, it's very serious. Brian looks exhausted.
Because I think you just got back from New Orleans.
Bree's like, fine, I'll bring it up. She rolled her eyes.
I love that. He's like, so I'm leaving because of you. Fine, I'll do it.
We have our Downton Abbey dinner. Dan's like, you try to put a fence up? Because Bree's like, Nicole freaked out on us, that's why.
They weren't even in the ground.
Laying on the ground.
Wow.
Every time they feel at home, Nicole's always on us. And Nikki's like, everyone walks on eggshells around you. John Cena's like, we're talking about a dog fence. What the fuck's going on?
It's all coming to the surface, John. They've had enough. They're just all gonna, like, just, we're sick of this crap, dude. You need to chill out.
It's intervention time.
We've gone from dog fences to an informal intervention, or should I say a formal intervention since it's a formal dinner.
Yeah, it's a formal intervention. Informal formal intervention.
You know, it must be really nice to have that level of money that you can do a formal dinner once a week.
No kidding, right?
And like I said, what really sucks about this is they came for 3 months, right?
Uh-huh.
So they had to bring suits and dresses for a formal dinner, or they had to go buy them.
Well, Bree had them. Bree had them. Brian, on the other hand, probably had to buy a couple suits.
Brian, I think, has one suit.
I think he now has two.
He probably has two now, and several different ties. I think Brian had his, like, WrestleMania suit, and that was it, that he got for 30, because he was in the title match.
Now that I think about it, now that he has a couple sports jackets now, since he's been a general manager.
Yeah.
So they probably came from when he had to do this show.
Probably, yeah.
So he could sit there and do a formal dinner.
But it doesn't make Brian look any less uncomfortable.
No, it doesn't. He's very uncomfortable in a suit. Like, very, very uncomfortable. It's not even funny.
Like, I mean, for a special occasion, getting dressed up and having dinner, that's super fun. You know, it's, but to do it once a week, God, where you have to get your hair, because the thing is like, they're getting their makeup and their hair professionally done for this, for the show, to boot. So it's like, you have to sit there and you have to get your hair done, you have to get your makeup done, you have to put your dress on, you have to put your heels on, you know, for the guys, they have to wear suits, they have to get dressed up. It's like, that's a lot. That's your whole day. You're giving up a whole day. I mean, granted, they, you know, none of them are traveling right now. None of them are working, so they have 7 days a week to chill. But still, you're giving up pretty much a whole day of your life for dinner.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's a legit thing. And, like, I don't even... But, yeah, we're getting to an intervention of John Cena. That's...
Good!
He needs to be told, like, he won't bend. And if he bends on this fence, I would be so surprised. I think he will, but
I think he's gonna
have to, because if not, they're gonna leave. It's like, we're gonna leave if you don't let us at least put up a goddamn fence so we can let our dog, you know, walk.
Well, it's like, if it helps with the dog, I think he's open to it, because it's like, the dog's had its life disrupted. I'm sorry.
He wanted a solution, so this is their solution.
Yeah, this is the solution to the dog, is you've confined her to the guest house, which, granted, is bigger than their house. They've acknowledged that. But she can't roam. Which is what she's used to.
Yeah, we'll get back to this as we're back. Intervention time.
He's so uncomfortable right now. They're all uncomfortable right now. This is awkward. Brian, fix your hair.
Well, at least it is lightening up the mood. The anticipation of the conversation makes it awkward. Hi, my name's John, and I'm very difficult to live with. He's a very set of his ways attitude.
And Nikki holds up her hand like, I know.
Cena apologizes if they don't feel at home.
Or not welcome.
Or welcome. He's worked very hard to make it homey for everyone.
Okay. Cena, there's a weird dark cloud over you right now. I'm just, yeah.
Well, they're very excited, JJ. Yeah. Cena's like, we'll work it out.
Bree's not happy.
No. Brian's like, okay.
Bree is so not happy. Brian's like, this is just going to get worse.
Oh, God. John's going to teach Bree how to drive a stick shift. The brother wants to wrestle.
Okay, all right.
There's a medical issue with the mother.
There are shenanigans. Oh, there's the fallout between Brian and Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's his meltdown from retiring that we were informed about.
Yeah, where the Bell twins were nice enough to tell us about a lot of this stuff and not tell us about a lot of this stuff, but okay. All right, it's gonna get real. It's gonna get real really quick in this season. Just 6 episodes, y'all. 6 episodes. This is gonna be intense.
It's going to be real intense.
But on the upside, the air has been cleared. The black cloud is gone for now, though it's going to come right back, I think. And we're moving forward to episode 2. So, all in all, a good first episode.
Oh, this was a great first episode. Before I know we're about to wrap this show up, we need to read something to the people.
Read away.
All right, as I pull this up. Preview for next week. A sex rut causes a relationship strain for Bree and Brian. Looking to keep herself busy, a bored Nicole takes it upon herself to come up with an idea to help the couple out of their dry spell.
If we don't go back to the sex toy shop, I'm going to be really disappointed. I'm just that was awesome the first time we did it on Total Divas. I want it again. Except I want Nikki to find like this really high class boutique sex shop. I don't know why, because it's just like, that's what Nikki Bella would find. It's just this really high-class place.
So she gets bejeweled sex toys?
Maybe.
All studded out in diamonds?
Maybe. No. that would hurt.
I'm not saying just certain things. You know, the outfits. Go with the outfits.
The outfits, okay, I was going to say, not the insertables. That would be awkward. That would hurt a lot.
I wasn't talking about the insertables.
Actually, I would be, well, no, I was just going to say, I had the chance to ask her, and I couldn't ask her, but see if she's ever done, like, the Samantha thong thing with the pearls from Sex and the City, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. Probably not. I'm dating myself here, but that just, I don't know why, that just sprang to mind, but it did. Anyway, TMI.
That'll do it for the first episode of the Rack Extra Total Bells right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next week. For episode 2, season 1, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network and WildTalkRadio.com and RockRadioShow.com. So for Lindsay, I'm Rock. No more Samantha moments here on the Rock Extra. Bye.
Bye.